Welcome back to In the Know Radio on 96.1 The Beat with Andrea Perry.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to In the Know Radio here at 96.1 The Beat, a presentation of Whitfield Media Group. We're entering into our Life and Style segment. And if you've ever gone to an event, whether it's a concert or a wedding, even a dinner party, and you just thought, wow, this was so nice, so well put together. How do you do that? How do people, how do you do something like that, that it flows so smoothly without a hitch? But there are so many pieces that go into planning events. Well, I happen to have an expert on the subject joining us today. She is Tina Player, and she is the president of TP Events Planning. And she's done numerous events. First of all, Tina, welcome to In the Know Radio.
Thank you, Andrea, for having me.
It is my pleasure. And as I was about to say, I've gone to several events that you have planned. You even helped me make sense of my wedding. And that was a challenge for you, I'm sure. But thank you so much. But I know that after having watched you work and attended so many events, that it looks beautiful. Everything seems to flow smoothly. And if there were mistakes, nobody knew. And that's when you know you got somebody who's really working well. But tell us a little bit about how you even got started in event planning.
Yeah, I got started in event planning by helping coordinate conferences and conventions when I worked in the corporate world.
Okay.
And I loved it so much because I'm a real people person. Mm-hmm. So I had friends and family to come up and ask me, would you do this for me?
Right.
And I thought, you know what? I need to start my own business doing
right.
this. So that's basically how it started.
Okay.
And then it started with my daughter's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to another friend's wedding who had over, they asked me to help her, and she had over 200 guests.
Right.
So that kind of got me flowing. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started, from corporate to private. So now I do both.
Right. And again, like I said, if you've ever gone to an event, if something went wrong, nobody knew it, because everything there was this nice flow and calmness that that I think particularly brides enjoy, a sense of calmness. But for someone who is thinking about either, whether it's a wedding or even a dinner party, what are some of the things that you've got to take into consideration before you start planning an event?
Okay, what I always tell my clients when I sit down with them, that's the first thing for me. I need to talk to the client to find out what they want.
Right.
What direction they're going in, and what's the end result.
Okay.
So that kind of gets the flow going. Mm-hmm. I don't start out with the budget.
Okay.
Because I need to know where you want. I cannot recommend a place unless I know how much money you want to spend.
Okay, I got you.
If you have no budget, that's very easy.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
But then normally we'll come back and say, okay, this is what I want to do.
Okay.
But that's basically the starting part, is to talk to the client. You need to know what you want to do, whether you want to say, I just want to have a party.
Right.
Well, there's still a question, what kind of party?
Yeah, what kind?
What do you want to do at the party? Mm-hmm. So that's where we start.
Okay. So looking at what the client wants, and then once you kind of got an idea of maybe the personality of this individual or the personality of the event, I guess, then from that point forward, what are some of the steps that you as an event planner takes to help guide that client?
Okay, from that point on, I need to find out who is the clientele.
Okay.
Because we help you create and inspire your event.
Right.
So there should also always be your personality included in that. We want to know how many guests you're going to have.
Okay.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. With the guests is where we then go to find out your date and where you want to have it.
Okay.
So that's going to give us some way and some place to work from.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come back in and we want to know, what extra do you want? Do you want a caterer? Do you want a florist? Do you want a photographer? If the venue you're at, are you inviting children?
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, should it be a family-oriented? If it's a corporate event and you want to have a retreat, then you may want to have a family outing.
Okay.
So what atmosphere do you want? And a lot of things people don't think about is the weather.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent point.
What season of the year do you want to have this event? If it's outdoors, you always want to have a plan B.
Right.
So I've had people say, no, it's just going to be outdoors anyway. Well, it could be outdoors with a tent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But we have to make sure that the tent has a floor and it had sides, because we've seen tents go up in the air. So
right.
Those are the details. We look at going into the details of the event. That's where we are at. And then we help you choose your vendor.
Okay.
And then we help you organize. I always have a timeline of events. Mm-hmm. And I stay right with the client all the way through.
Okay.
To make sure that we're on the same track.
Right. And all of that is so important because, you know, the average person would think, oh, well, we're just going to get married. And we're going to do this, 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 and this, and that's all. But there are so many other pieces, like and things that I hadn't even thought about that you're mentioning now that are all so important to making the event flow smoothly. Now, I have to ask this. When those things do happen, you know, as you know, with every event, something will come up on the day of that just kind of changes the, you know, the element just a little bit. So what's your step in helping to keep everything calm and flowing smoothly?
Okay, I always go in with to expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the client knows that up front.
Right up front, I tell them that up front. We're very personable because mm-hmm. we're on site at every event.
Right.
Someone is there at every event. If something does go wrong, what's important to me as a planner is no one else knows it.
Okay, yeah.
So the behind the scenes is what's important. So when people come, they only see the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
They never know what has happened.
Right.
The long hours, how we searched all over town trying mm-hmm. to find this, how I didn't know some of the vendors out of town because I also contract mm-hmm. outside of Chattanooga.
Right, right.
And if you go outside, then if you have a florist, I have no idea where they are. I've got to go meet them
right.
the day prior.
Okay.
They may have the wrong type of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I may have a photographer that's not used to the lighting
right.
in that facility. So those are the things that go on that we have to make sure are corrected. So even the client won't know.
Wow.
And I normally tell them, anything that comes up, it comes back to me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go to anyone else. Just let me know and we will correct it for you.
Wow. So the client basically on the day of the event, they just come, if it's a wedding, for example, because I guess you have done quite a number of weddings, yes. just to keep, you know, let them know, hey, everything is on schedule. And, you know, even if the florist was a little bit late getting there, that's not a detail that the bride needs to worry about.
Yes.
So you take care of all of those things for them.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. we've even had at weddings where flowers did not arrive. We had to go out and actually get some for them.
Oh, my goodness.
But we were able to do it. Another mm-hmm. thing that we do is always have someone who helps me. That normally comes
right.
up. Do I have an assistant? Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I need more than two, I can get other people to help me. It depends on the event.
Wow. What has been probably the most unique event that you've had to help coordinate and plan?
Okay, I think probably, no, let me think. One of a unique event was, it happened to be a business event that was mm-hmm. down on the water.
Okay.
It was by the river. And the reason it was unique is because the company did not want the tent. They wanted the gazebo
effect. Oh, okay.
That's what they wanted. So they selected a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you do a theme, then I have a way to guide you to
okay.
it.
Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So I normally will ask whoever I have, what's your theme? What's your outlook? What's your vision?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that vision to come to
okay.
reality for you.
Okay, so mm-hmm. that is unique to have the gazebos as opposed to the tents.
Right.
So for, yeah, mm-hmm. for an outdoor event, so I would imagine that was quite unique.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
for the average person, if they're planning, say, a dinner party or mm-hmm. even a family get-together maybe around the holidays, what are some simple things that a person could do just to add just a little extra special pop to either whether it's the dinner table or just something unique that is a little different from the norm for an event?
Okay, one thing that people don't think about, lighting is so important.
Oh, yes, that's a good point.
You can bring in spotlights and just change the whole atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You can add candle lights and
right.
candles. You can do that. You can have a screen. You may have a screen up that mm-hmm. you're going to show different things on all during hmm. the evening. That would be another way. You can have maybe even a unique favor or a giveaway for
okay.
the people that becomes into a guessing game all during the evening.
Okay.
There's so many creative ideas. So mm-hmm. when I talk to people, believe me, my brain starts running in all
sure.
different directions. So it normally comes to what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pop it with color.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I already said you can do it with lights. You can pop it with streamers. You may want to have a banner. There's so many different ways, but it all depends on the location.
Right, the location and what, I guess, the purpose, like you said, the client, the clientele.
Yes.
Location and always having a theme. That seems to be a key point that I'm hearing, that if you do kind of have a theme in mind of what you want that kind of helps to guide, you know, from that point forward.
And it doesn't have to be like a named thing.
Right. Uh-huh.
You can say, I just want it simple and elegant.
Right.
Well, to mm-hmm. me, that means a lot.
Okay.
It can be fun. You mm-hmm. may say fun. Okay, great. Then let's just get a whole bunch of balloons.
Okay.
You know, we can do it that mm-hmm. way. You know, we've even released lanterns out on the water.
Oh, nice.
We've done that before. Mm-hmm. So that means there's so many different things you can do to make it unique. You make it your own. You may go back into, if you have a business and it just started, where mm-hmm. did you start from? So
maybe
we can go back and pull up some things
like
from
that.
Where you started. Mm-hmm. Have that section for you so people mm-hmm. can see this is where I started and this is where I am.
Right.
And you can have a timeline of events that mm-hmm. takes the person completely around that area.
That's nice. I mean, these are all great suggestions and great ideas and really simple. But, you know, sometimes it takes somebody with that creative mind to help, you know, and when you look at it, it's like, oh, my gosh, that was just that's so nice, but so simple.
Yes.
So that's and to me, simple is always best. So I like that idea. So as we're preparing to wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you would like to add? And as we're closing, anything that we haven't touched on that, you know, for anybody who's interested in planning an event that they would like to maybe contact you or check out some of the things that you've done even on your website?
Right. I do have a website and I'm certified through the state of Tennessee.
Okay.
So I get some of my contracts just from that particular mm-hmm. area as well. I would say if you're planning an event, you're concerned about having a planner,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about that. You can always contact us.
Okay.
And we will consult with you and let you
Excellent.
Know where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's no commitment at that point.
Right.
But we'll kind of tell you and kind of guide you along the way as to where you want to go. So we will actually start with you from the beginning of the event to the very end. So
wow.
Everybody has left.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure if anything is left, we make sure it goes to a designated spot.
Sure. That sounds great. And again, if someone is interested in maybe they've got an upcoming event, a wedding, an anniversary party, reception,
yes.
how can they contact you?
Okay. They can contact me. It's under TP Events Planning. My website is www.tpeventsplanning.com.
Okay.
My email is info@tpeventsplanning.com. And my telephone number is area code 423-413-5075.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, our guest has been Tina Player. Again, she is with TP Events Planning, and you can check out her website or give her a call as well if you're interested in something in the future, in a top-notch event. I have no doubt in my mind that it would be that. And I speak from personal experience. So, Tina, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us today.
Thank you, Andrea, for giving me this opportunity.
Sure, always a pleasure.
Okay.
All right, friends, it's time for us to take a quick break. We've got one more segment to go. Up next is our Relationship 411. We're going to talk about sex, lies, and relationship drama in that order. Stay with us as we continue with In the Know Radio right here on 96.1 The Beat.
You're listening to In the Know Radio on 96.1 The Beat with Andrea Perry.